Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. On this day in 1959 was the founding and first official meeting of the American Football League. A cafe stand recently appeared opposite the Holocaust Memorial, for which there was apparently no permission. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, the snack bar brought back memories of the not exactly dignified tourist food and drink mile, whose stalls were close to the Holocaust Memorial more than a year ago. When construction work began on the new residential quarter Palais an den Ministergarten on Cora Berliner Strasse, the shops were dismantled and seemed to have disappeared forever. Last week, however, passers-by again spotted a cafe on Cora Berliner Strasse that was hidden between building containers with two sunshades, beer tables, and benches where coffee to go, drinks, and souvenirs were on offer. When the Berliner Zeitung asked the Mitte District Office for information, it turned out that the Street and Green Space Office had no knowledge of the cafe. Bezirksamt Speaker Christian Zelke stated, quote, "The usage on the areas of an approved construction site facility was not applied for and is also not eligible for approval. Therefore, the authorities acted as the, quote, unauthorized use of public road land is an administrative offense and must be punished." According to Zelke, the cafe was cleared and closed. The district apparently addressed its concerns in the direction of the construction company operating in the area near the Holocaust Memorial. Zilke stated that the sales were being made out of a container belonging to this company and added, quote, "Under certain circumstances, such a snack bar cafe could be approved if it was intended exclusively for supplying the construction site personnel working there." On request, the construction company said that they knew nothing about a cafe. When reporters of Berliner Zeitung stopped by the cafe on Monday, it was closed, tables and benches had disappeared, and only the umbrellas remained. According to reporting via RBB24 and the Morgan Post, the development of bicycle paths in Berlin is progressing at an incredibly slow pace. The state company InfraVelo plans to spend only 73,000 euros this year on the construction of two bicycle paths. However, 6.5 million euros will be available for feasibility studies and planning work. InfraVelo is responsible in particular for, quote, "the construction of rapid cycle connections, as well as the bicycle routing of the long-distance cycle routes and the main cycle route network." SPD Member of Parliament Sven Kohlmeier, who submitted the request for the implementation of the Mobility Act in the House of Representatives, stated, quote, "I hope that the focus of the Traffic Administration will not be limited to studies on cycle traffic, but that cycle paths and cycle traffic facilities will actually be built as well. Feasibility studies are important projects, as is the application of green paint. But, in my opinion, new paths to increase bicycle safety or paths in the suburbs are more urgent and correspond to the Mobility Act." Kohlmeier criticized that after a year, hardly any action toward the creation of new bicycle paths had occurred, and that Green Party Traffic Senator Regina Günther and her administration must now make a substantial effort. The Senate Traffic Administration wants to accelerate the slow expansion of the cycle path network in Berlin with a new, quote, "Alliance for Cycling." In May, the Alliance's kickoff meeting and the first meeting of the steering committee took place. Representatives of all 12 Berlin districts belong to this alliance because in most cases, they are the ones who have to commission and implement new bike paths in Berlin. In addition, large state-owned companies are involved, including InfraVelo, which is planning the 12 express cycle routes from the outskirts of Berlin to the city center on behalf of the Senate Transport Administration. Günther explained at the kickoff meeting that, quote, "The Alliance for Cycle Traffic will help to accelerate the complex infrastructure development along with its long planning lead times." For safety reasons, the German Taxi and Rental Car Association has demanded that users of electric scooters wear helmets. Association President Michael Mueller told the German press agency, quote, "It is completely irresponsible for me that there is no mandatory helmet requirement for e-scooters. These things have very high speeds, and they've been released for traffic without establishing clear rules." Mueller went on to say, quote, "It's now almost impossible for pedestrians to navigate from point A to point B without an accident because an electric scooter is coming from every corner and is also the case for motorists. It's highly dangerous." In general, however, the Taxi Association welcomes the fact that there are more offers of various mobility options, quote, "because the more offers there are, the more people will give up their own cars." Less than 2 months after the approval of electric pedal scooters, reports of accidents or driving under the influence of alcohol are accumulating. Another problem is that many electric scooters are parked on sidewalks. E-scooters are permitted from the age of 14, and helmets are not compulsory. They must operate on bicycle paths, however, and if there are none, it must be operated on the roadway. On the way to a ban on firecrackers, the Berlin government coalition of SPD, Left, and Greens have made good progress. On Monday, the Economic Committee decided on a compromise which, among other things, provides for restricting the sale of firecrackers in the capital and examining the establishment of prohibition zones. The Senate is called upon to take up appropriate measures as early as New Year's Eve this year. SPD, Left, and Greens voted for the motion, AfD and CDU abstained, and only the FDP voted against it. Now that the environmental and economic politicians of Red, Red, Green have reached an agreement, the domestic politicians must confirm the compromise before it can be adopted in the House of Representatives. Georg Kostler, a green environmental expert, stated, quote, "I wanted to prohibit everything, but now we have agreed on a slower way. It was important for the coalition to send a public signal against the massive use of firecrackers on New Year's Eve." Kostler added, quote, "It's about cultural change." SPD deputy faction leader Jörg Stotter said that the firecrackers in many Berlin neighborhoods have gotten completely out of control. "When rescue forces are often pelted with firecrackers as well, action must be taken. In addition, it would not be logical to impose driving bans in the city for environmental reasons and then pollute the air in one night with 17% of the total fine dust in Berlin in 1 year." The coalition supports the concept of the Senator of Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD to ban firecrackers for security reasons in certain zones, such as Potsdamer Straße and Schöneberg. This is to be justified in the future also with animal and environmental protection laws. Retailers are to be encouraged to remove particularly loud firecrackers from their product range, and citizens are to be informed in a large campaign about the dangers of firecrackers and the associated risks of the noise, fumes, and fine dust caused by them. In the Bundesrat, the Senate is to make an application for an opening of federal law. Per reporting, as of now, it is complicated for municipalities to limit firecrackers, a move that is only possible with specific justifications. A large number of thatched roofs could serve as a reason to ban them in a certain area, for example. Otherwise, restrictions are only possible on a local basis, for example, in front of hospitals. Red, Red, Greens now want to get the authority to prohibit fireworks and firecrackers everywhere. SPD spokesman Stotter believes it is possible to process the coalition's proposal so quickly that the rules could even come into force on New Year's Eve of 2019. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.